Hi, this is Andrew Thorpe with another tip to do with business networking. I want you to consider the phrase conversational airtime. And what I mean by that is that sometimes when you see two people having a conversation, one's very dominant over the other. Now, sometimes the listener is very happy to be there listening because, you know, it takes the heat off them a little bit. They're quite happy to let the other person dominate the discussion. But in many cases, the listener feels hard done by. They feel that, you know, they're not being listened to. They're not being given an opportunity to explain who they are and what they do and to sort of do themselves justice. And they feel a bit cheated. And it starts to get to the point where they become irritated by you and your dominance of that exchange. And you'll do yourself no favours if you take up so much of this airtime. So I think as a general tip, be very aware of the opportunity you need to give others to express themselves, their point of view, to give them an opportunity to share something with you and to explain what they have to offer. And if you become a good listener, and that's not just what we would term passive listening, it's more active listening, of nodding and saying, that's interesting, yeah, and maybe paraphrasing back occasionally what they've just said, or maybe asking for clarification, they know that you're fully engaged in that conversation. So not only are you giving them airtime to say what they want to say, you're also showing that you're interested in what they're coming up with. It's really, really important, this, the ability to use conversational time to good effect, not just as the talker, but also as the listener. So I hope that's helped, and many more items on this same issue to come in the future. Thanks for listening.